Chapter 3.
Bull travels too much. This is nothing Dorian didn't know when they met. But back then it didn't matter to Dorian what Bull's schedule was like. Things are very different now. Now that Dorian's happiness is very closely pegged to Bull's. He's grown accustomed to long-distance phone calls and text messages. But every time he has to wake up without Bull beside him is painful. This is particularly true today, because Dorian woke up along with an erection that just wouldn't quit. He rolls over, looking at the clock. It's slightly too late to go back to bed, if Dorian could even sleep. Better to just get up and go about his day. Before he can do that, Dorian is struck with an idea. He throws back the covers and gets up, detouring to use the bathroom before going to the closet. The box of toys Bull received several weeks ago is still there, despite the fact that parts have migrated to their regular toy box. One thing that has not is the Kunari dildo, still sitting in the bag it came in. Dorian picks it up and carries it into the bathroom. He washes it, just to be on the safe side, and after that he spends a long time staring at it, wondering exactly what his plan of attack should be. While he thinks, he gathers supplies. Lube, a washcloth, and, most importantly, his cell phone. He carries a lot of them into the bathroom, setting them down on the edge of the bathtub. He picks up the dildo, takes a breath, and rather indelicately slaps it onto the tile just above the edge of the tub. Dorian is relieved when it stays put, even when he tugs on it. It's rather important to the whole operation, and it simply won't do for it to come loose. Dorian strips quickly, not giving himself time to think about how ridiculous all this truly is. He steps into the bathtub, kneeling on the floor of the tub and picking up the lube. He preps himself quickly, unwilling to draw it out. If he doesn't keep moving, he's going to lose his nerve, and he did not come all this way to chicken out. There are a number of ways to set up the camera, each more pornographic than the last. But upon consideration, Dorian props it up on the edge of the tub. From that angle, all the camera will see is his face and neck. But Dorian suspects Bull will like that. Bull, the big sap, likes sex face to face, and he never seems to take his eyes off Dorian's, studying him intently even as they're fucking. The side effect of that is that Dorian gets turned on sometimes just thinking about Bull watching him. But right now, that's definitely welcomed. He gets on his hands and knees. It's slightly awkward to position the dildo without being able to see it, but after a few false starts, he manages to get it right. He inches backwards, taking the dildo a little at a time until he's full. It feels infinitely better than the last time he tried with a toy, and he spares a thought for where his life took such a sharp turn, that he's ruined for everything but Kunari. Bull's fault, every bit of it. He rocks back and forth, getting used to the sensation before he turns on the camera. When it comes on, he realizes he has no idea what to say. "Good morning, Amethyst," he says, trying to make it sound planned and alluring instead of the first thing that came to mind. "I miss you. Rather a lot, as it happens." He leaves off talking for a while. It's really not what they're here for anyway. He braces himself with both arms, slowly fucking himself on the toy. It's not like having Bull here, not by a long shot, but it is undeniably satisfying. "Mmm," Dorian says, speeding up a little. "I wish this were you. I can't wait until you get home." He shuts his eyes, picturing Bull's face. "I'm going to ride you for hours when you get back." If he tries, he can almost hear Bull's response. The way he growls his approval when he's turned on. He can just see Bull watching the video. He'd study it with that laser focus he has, examining every minute detail, mining it for information and memorizing it. Then he'd start it again and jerk off to it. But that's why Dorian's making it for him in the first place. "Do you want me like this?" Dorian says, a devious smile spreading on his face. "I could tie you up and fuck myself on your cock until you couldn't stand it any longer. You wouldn't be able to do anything except let me pleasure you for as long as I wished." Dorian reaches down, wrapping his hand around his cock as he moves his hip faster. "But you're not that passive, are you, Amatus?" he asks rhetorically. He doesn't know where he's getting these words from, but as long as they keep coming, it's fine. "You'd rather pin me down and pound me, wouldn't you?" Dorian groans as the dildo hits just the right spot, unable to help himself. "Come home, and I'll let you fuck me as hard as you want. I can't wait for you to do it." Dorian's words run out. He can't concentrate anymore, not when he's so close to the edge. He shuts his eyes again, thinking about Bull. Bull's gaze on him, burning him up. If he were here, Bull never would have lasted this long just watching. He'd have grabbed Dorian by now, pulled him onto his cock, pushing right in where Dorian's already stretched and ready for him. "Amadeus," Dorian pants. "Amadeus, I'm close." Despite being in the throes of passion, a thought occurs to Dorian. He knows exactly how to really rile Bull up. It's an entirely calculated move, but Bull appreciates calculation, and he'll certainly appreciate this. "Good done," Dorian moans as his orgasm overtakes him. Somehow he manages to open his eyes, staring into the camera, letting Bull see him at his most debased, his most vulnerable. Only the thought of Bull's reaction gives him the strength to do it. With Bull, there's no space to be embarrassed or afraid. Bull doesn't let him get away with it, gives him nothing but more praise and more love when he tries. "Goodbye, Amadeus," Dorian says, a long moment later, his voice shaking a bit. "Come home soon." He reaches out, stopping the recording. His impulse is to slump against the wall and not move for a bit, but he's not exactly in the best position for it. He manages to slide off the dildo and unstick it from the wall, setting his phone far out of the way before he turns on the faucet, wetting the washcloth and cleaning up. After a quick shower, Dorian picks up his phone again. The video file is there, waiting, but he doesn't open it. Funny how he's perfectly content to show it to Bull, but he doesn't know if he could bear to watch it himself. He opens his messaging app, and Dorian does not realize until that very moment that the video is far too large to send as it is. And so that's how Dorian ends up putting homemade porn on Dropbox, something he will deny vehemently if asked. He sends Bull the link, with all caps warnings about how it is "for your eyes only" and "private use" and "headphones mandatory." The wait for Bull's response is excruciating, even though, objectively, it's not very long. 10 minutes later, Dorian's phone rings. "Hello, Amadeus," Dorian says when he answers, unable to keep the smile out of his voice.
"I can be home in 6 hours,"
Bull says. Dorian laughs. "I take it you liked my gift."
"Shit, cut on."
Bull sighs.
"I've never seen porn that hot in my whole life."
But I know all your buttons," Dorian says.
"That you do,"
Bull says.
"Listen, I can't talk for long. I just wanted to express my gratitude."
"Get home soon," Dorian tells him, "and you can express it properly."
"Oh, believe me, I will,"
Bull says with a laugh.
"Love you, Kadan."
"And as always, I you," Dorian says. They say their goodbyes and hang up. And Dorian feels the same acute, bittersweet pain he always does when Bull is so far away. At least he has a reminder of Bull, no matter how obscene. And now Bull has a reminder of him. Dorian is never going to doubt the wisdom of Bull's ridiculous purchases again. As long as they're sexy, anyway.
The end. Yay! New Year's porn!